All right, let's get started. Would like for you now to focus your attention to the top of your head, where the crown is. And for a moment, open your senses so that you can feel this beam of energy that is in and all around your crown. Beam of light. And this beam of light can be both active and receptive. And what determines whether it is active or receptive is your intent, and then your follow through. Sort of like taking a swing in some of your sports. Follow through. And what you follow through with intent is real or imagined, a feeling sense of seeking or of receiving. And when you are asking for help, imagine your request riding that beam of light from your crown all the way up to the ears of spirit in the hierarchy. And then, after you have asked for help, and you can ask for more than one thing, this isn't a bargain basement where you only get a certain number of things. You can ask what you wish. And after you have asked to spend time imagining that light at the crown being drawn in as if it were magnetic, and it was drawing to you the help you have asked for. Now, you can bring your imagination to the party. It doesn't matter if you truly feel it. Just imagine that you do. Imagine how it will feel, or how you imagine it will feel. One of the things we are wanting you to do more often is to spend time in your imagination. That is one of the major purposes of creative activity, is to get you into your imagination. Because your imagination is that state of mind where you are more open than you imagine. It is a very high state of being. Now, I'd like you to imagine a beautiful golden yellow light. I want you to make that light as beautiful as you possibly can, clearer, richer, more vibrant. In fact, you can feel the energy of its vibration, and it's slowly accelerating, very slowly accelerating. It is accelerating at the pace that is perfect for you. And this beautiful, clear, bright, shining light is your will center. And in your mind, imagine it becoming even more beautiful, richer, clearer, brighter. And allow yourself to appreciate this light. This light was given to you and has been improved on by you. And it is a very important center, will center. It's an important center. It's important to have a rightly directed will. Now, more than at any other time in human history, now, the universe, this planet, this plane of reality needs rightly directed will. Rightly directed will is that will which is inclusive, which is asking for the highest and best for all concerned, everyone. It is tolerant. Inclusive and tolerant, accepting a wide range of energies. And would like to say that tolerating does not mean that you must view unskillful behavior as acceptable behavior, but you must understand and have compassion by recognizing that every single person, regardless of how it looks, is doing the very best they can. They are a soul in incarnation, the same as you, but at a different place on their path. How close they are in you to vibration generally determines your relationship with them. But it is important to tolerate all vibrations and to recognize the more that you focus on them and their advancement, seeing them and the pace that is right for them improving is wonderful help. Thought, energy follows thought, that one. Energy follows thought into manifestation. The higher pictures you hold of others, the easier it will be for them to go higher. This is part, we can say with all assurance, of every one of you. It's part of your purpose here. It's part of your dharma, part of the service you came here to provide, is to learn to hold high pictures in the face of the illusioned reality. You must remember this is an illusion. But that does not change the truth that they are doing the very best they can. The only exception to that is if they're doing it to help you, which can be quite the pickle. Now, we want you to spend a moment going back to that will center and that beautiful golden yellow light, bright shining, rich, full of light. And imagine that light drifting up to your heart center. And at your heart center is this beautiful emerald green light. And the emerald green light is deep and rich and clear and bright. And this beautiful, clear, deep emerald light easily embraces the yellow light, the golden yellow light. And as this golden yellow light marries with the emerald green light, they produce a finer, lighter green light, a beautiful green light with hues of emerald and yellow, the gold only adding a richness to the mix. And just focusing in on that light, recognizing that it is bringing the light of a willing heart. And just allowing yourself to breathe in that willingness to love, bringing it into yourself. For a moment, just quietly into yourself, imagine yourself saying, I am love. I am loved. I am love divine. Just imagining that feeling sense of being love radiating all through you, bringing a deep sense of contentment and relaxation all through you. And now, I'd like you to think of your statement, bringing your statement into this willing heart energy. Imagine yourself. Imagine that statement right there in the middle of this heart energy. See yourself reading it. You're standing opposite yourself, looking at this wise, willing, loving heart, and the energy of your I am statement written there. Stand and face yourself and read it. Hearing yourself saying it. And repeating it out loud 3 times in this energy. And when you have finished, allow the light of this energy to consume it. And bringing the energy back to the will, so that you now have a loving will and a will to love. And taking this energy of your statement dissolved in the heart energy, bringing it into the will center and letting the golden yellow light consume it. And now, like bubbles in a glass of carbonated liquid, watch the energy of your statement begin to rise in tiny bubbles of light, traveling up through your body, up past the heart, into the throat, focusing for a moment on the sky blue light of the throat and the bubbles passing through it, up through the head, through the third eye, the third eye of a loving mind, bubbling up into the crown and rising up. And follow these bubbles of light until you can no longer see them. And now bowing your head, imagining the totality of your mind touched by full heart, just allowing it, and letting that energy go, rising up in waves of light, waves of a golden yellow light, the divine will to be, the will to be, as in the will to become, spend a moment or two in gratitude, thanking your soul, spirit, guides and angels, arrangers, masters, the great beings of light and love. And the custodian of the Ray One will to initiate, and setting your mind like a radio, we want you to set the station of your radio to receiving sort of like a police scanner, but this is a spirit scanner. This is a heads up when a manifestation is coming. Just learn all the phases and the stages of how things come to you. To understand the process. For while energy follows thought into manifestation, there are a few steps that go between the thought and the manifestation. And we will talk about that as we go along. For now, would like you to again picture your statement, but now have it written across your forehead and stand and read it. Has it changed? Does it look the same? Holding the thought in your mind, coming back slowly into the room when you are ready.